Lesson 88. Condensation. When the water in a kettle boils, it boils first at the bottom. We cannot see this in a kettle because the kettle is made of iron. Let us take a flask or a bottle made of thin glass and fill it half full of water. We shall set this flask on an iron stand, and under it we will place a spirit lamp. That is, a lamp which burns alcohol or spirit of wine. Soon the little bubbles appear on the sides of the warm flask. These are bubbles of the air which was dissolved in the water, and which the heat causes to expand and rise to the top. As the water gets hotter, we can see larger bubbles form on the bottom of the glass flask. These bubbles are full of water vapor, or steam as we call it. Soon these bubbles begin to rise to the top of the water, where they burst. Then we say that the water boils. If we now fit into the neck of the flask a cork through which a glass tube passes, we shall see a jet of steam, or water vapor, rushing out of the upper end of the tube. Let us hold a cold slate in the way of the water vapor as it escapes. What do we see? At once the slate is covered with thousands of tiny drops of liquid water. The cold slate has taken heat away from the water vapor, and as soon as this is done, the vapor returns to its old state of a liquid.